Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But as it's not tapering inside, I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like
our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. This topic is look, but don't touch. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. But just before we bring Brother Tansel on, I would like to open the line to prayer requests. Caller 6371, state your request.
Good morning. Thank you. This is Mary, and I come before you asking for prayer. I thank you for praying for me on last week and about my job offer and my position. My job came back and countered and matched my offers, promotion, and now the new company is wanting to do the same thing. So I am just, like, totally confused on what I need to do. So I'm definitely asking for more prayer in that area. And also keep the LeGrand and the Clark families in your prayer and the Baker family as well and everyone on the call. Thank you. And also for traveling Grace.
Thank you. Caller 1340, state your request.
Good morning. This is Carol Walker. Asking for prayer. I have this excruciating pain in my neck, in my shoulder, and I can barely turn my head. Pray for me that I can have some relief as I work these last few days of the week. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my request today, as always, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our ministers, that they too would be blessed along with their families, and also for all motorists and travelers, that you respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to their destination safely. I now bring you Brother Bryant Tansel. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Thank you so much, Sister Danielle. Thank you for our callers calling in, Sister Mary, Sister Walker. We will certainly be praying for each of you today. You know, Sister Mary, I'm so happy. This is a great dilemma to have to choose between one job opportunity or the other, but you are perfect for both of those, and you are worthy of either one you choose. So look at the one that gives you the most opportunity to grow as an individual. Do they have development plans and career plans for you? And maybe ask a few more questions about what the future looks like for you, because God has a lot planned for you. Just lean into the one that provides you the best opportunity to keep growing like you have. And Sister Walker, we will certainly pray for the pain that you're having in your neck and shoulder. So hang in there, and we will certainly go to our Lord and Savior with a word of prayer. So there's a lot of things in the world that we can look at, but we can't touch. And sometimes you hear these individuals that will say, well, I don't believe in anything I can't touch. And if you just look around, everywhere you look, you see what God, the matchless eternal one, has created. Most of what God has created, man will never see. In fact, with a little intelligence inspired by God, man has been able to develop cameras that take images, airplanes that can fly high, and spaceships to fly higher, but man will never reach the heavens, no matter how long or how hard he tries from Earth. He won't reach it from Earth. There'll always be a race to see which country can put these satellites that you see on the farthest planet away from Earth. But most of the time, this is for defense or to gain a competitive advantage against another country. But the heavens can only be reached through salvation and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you look at Genesis 1 and 1, it tells us in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. The heavens are further than the eye can see. Man hasn't conquered finding this yet. Salvation is through Christ Jesus. Look and think about and have faith, but right now you can't touch. In Genesis 1 and 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female created he them. There are some men you can look at, but you can't touch. There are some women you can look at, but you can't touch, and you shouldn't touch. In 1 Peter 4:19, it says, "Wherefore, ever let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." There's some suffering that man has to do, but let the suffering be for obeying the will of God. The song tells us, "From dust our God created man. He is our God, the great I am." You know, when you think of some beautiful things that God has created that you can't touch, you think of the eagle. This beautiful bird has to be appreciated from a distance most of the time. Yeah, I get it. People capture them, put them in zoos and those things. But most of us will never see an eagle. You can only see that through something man has created through the inspiration of God. Again, that's a camera. There's a still image or a picture or a photo or maybe a video or something. But you can look at the eagle, but you can't touch the eagle. If you think about the beautiful sky every day you look up, sometimes the sun is shining bright, sometimes it's cloudy, sometimes it's dark and it's raining. You can look at the clouds, but you can't touch the clouds. The clouds were created by our Creator. Arguably, when you jump out of a plane, you might be touching the clouds, but most of us, you look up at the sky and you can't touch the clouds. We look at Isaiah 43:15. It says, "I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King." You know, Israel had to be reminded of who the King was, and we have to be reminded of who the King is and the Creator is. Man today is in the same boat. You know, while we're speaking about the boats, you think about the oceans and the world. The ocean goes out of man's sight. You can't even see to the end of it. And we'll also be praying for the individuals that were lost going down to look at the Titanic, too, in our prayers while we're talking about the ocean. You know, there's some things even there at the bottom of the ocean you can look at, but you can't touch. Man creates sometimes these devices and equipment and tools, and they keep studying and trying to go further and push the boundaries. But most of us will never see 12,500 feet, and I have no desire to go down that far for anything in this world, for sure. But we'll certainly be praying for those families. If you think of Revelation 4:11, it says, "Thou art worthy." Sister Mary, thou art worthy too. But Revelation 4:1 says, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power." We know Sister Walker is going to receive the power she needs, the power through this pain. But let's read the verse in its entirety. "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created." Think about the moon, the stars, and the planets that sometimes we can see those from, again, images, videos, things that man has created. But most of the time we can look, but we can't touch. We just have to admire and appreciate what God has done for us and what God has created for us. So I'll leave you in a closing verse of Isaiah 40:26. It says, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their hosts by number. He calleth them by all names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth." Look, but you can't touch. So that's our message today for any of those individuals that don't believe in things they can't touch. You have to lean in to your faith. Your faith is actually living and breathing. It's what you make it. When times get hard, this is really when it's tested. When times are great, sometimes we're not thinking about it. We have to live it and share it no matter what struggles we're facing here on this earth. And those struggles all will knock on our door. If you haven't seen it, just wait. It will happen to each and every one of us. So our faith will be tested. So let's persevere. Let's be resilient. And let's live out our lives as faithful Christians. With that, would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, we're coming to you in prayer for Sister Mary on the call, who's deciding between which job opportunity she'll take, Lord, and let her choose the one that's best for her and best for her future. And we know you have a lot planned for her. Give her the confidence and the strength to know that she is highly qualified for either of these jobs, and she's certainly worthy. Every one of us are worthy for the jobs that we have before us. And sometimes we don't hear that from individuals. Walk in all that knowledge that you've gained and pray to God that you continue to gain more. Read what you can, understand how the business works, and look even outside of your department to see how things affect your role and your position in the company so you can be an even greater asset. And just lead those people through God. You know, keep him as your foundation. You're going to have people from all sides because you're in a management or leadership position that sometimes don't agree with the direction that you'd like to take it. But trust in God. Keep moving forward, sister. You got this. We're going to pray for the LeGrand Clark and the Baker family as well today. We're thinking about them. Sister Mary's asked us to include them in their prayers and our prayers. So we're sending up prayers for those families. We're also praying for traveling grace today for her. And also pray for Sister Walker, who's in excruciating neck and shoulder pain. She's able to return to work. Lord, these battles we have, sometimes we can't see the end of them. And they are long, they're continuous. They hit us to the bone, Lord. And we know that your power is almighty. We know that you can help us get through, around, and over and under anything. And we're asking you to give Sister Carol Walker some relief and to get her through this excruciating pain that she's experiencing at this time, Lord. And the doctors that are administering to her in her treatment over time, choose the best either medications and modifications of just things we can use to ease our life and ease our pain. Maybe there are some things out there that she might be able to look at that can help. We just give you our most earnest prayer for her today. Father, thank you for our ministers who prepare these lessons on the call. Thank you for all the churches they represent. Thank you for their families. Thank you for their sacrifices and continued leadership to help us learn and become more knowledgeable about your word. Pray for all traveling grace. We pray for you in whatever situation you're in today, that you continue in success. If it's something in front of you that's a challenge, that you overcome it, but you continue to build your faith in the Lord. Let him be the one to guide you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.